Okay, so I know it's been almost close to a week I haven't recorded anything. But I just finished watching AEW Dynamite. Now, I know I didn't really pretty much watch the entire thing because pretty much what I was trying to do all week, why I didn't really record, was because Monday, okay, and I seen shows where they were like, you know, Raw was okay, you know, it was a couple things, you know, stuff like that. There for me, it was just boring, other than the fans, because the fans was hot, but what they were showing on the show, I wasn't really into. And like I said before, just watching, I wanted to kind of pace myself this week, only because I know about Rampage tomorrow and SmackDown, and I'm going to definitely watch both shows in succession. And I mean, well, not tomorrow, Friday. So I'm pretty much going to be doing another show Friday on both shows. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to just go over some things. I'll just go over. It's not going to be everything. Because like I said before, what was there really to talk about for Raw on Monday? Pretty much nothing. Hold that thought while I crack open this here. Okay, here we go. That's a good beer. Wasn't really a lot to really talk about for Monday, you know? And I mean, I watched NXT last night, and NXT was good. It was, you know, like I said, I kind of see how NXT are doing their thing, and then you kind of see where AEW was going with their stuff. You kind of like looking at it like, okay, I kind of get it. But with Raw, it's just like, you know, it's pretty much no storyline built for like pretty much your world title on your show. Like the whole Bobby Lashley Goldberg thing is ridiculous. And I'm like, okay, I get it. You got Goldberg for, you know, if I'm Goldberg, I'm signing these contracts too, right? I get it. You know, he's got a certain amount of, he got, you know, a certain amount of shows he do a year and everything. But I would not waste this on pretty much a SummerSlam show that you're bringing to the stadium, because it's like, okay, you're looking at it and you're like, what they're doing with Roman and John Cena is fine. People can be like, I'm so sick of Roman and I don't want to see John Cena. That's fine. The way they built it up and how they doing it, it's fine. You know, the way they doing Sasha and, you know, and Bianca Belair on SmackDown is fine. You know, even on AEW, the way they're, you know, building up to these matches, like they're even, like after tonight watching AEW, because they didn't have no Grand Slam Dynamite tonight. But rightfully, they didn't really have to, because they like, we're going to just put, you know, this week, we're going to put all our chips into the Rampage, because we get three title matches on Rampage. So I was kind of like in and out of Rampage tonight. I mean, in and out of Dynamite tonight, because I was like, look, I'm going to just get prepared for Rampage. I know Rampage, they're going to try to not home runs with the debut Rampage show. And then they're supposed to be in Chicago next week for the Rampage. If everybody is thinking what they're thinking, because they're supposed to be in Chicago, they might knock a home run out with that show. You know, it depends. I'm just assuming, you know, it's all, you know, me being a fan now. I don't really do rumors unless, like I said, the rumors are, you know, absolutely positively dead, you know, set, right? Like, what are you going to do, though? Like, with Monday Night Raw, it was just like, okay, you know, it's like you can see they kind of like don't know what they're doing. Because even with like the women's stuff, it was like, what was it? I think the women's matches like kind of main evented the last 2 weeks and everything. And then they was doing like, they was like their main storyline until Monday. And it was just like, they kind of looked at it like, well, we don't know what we're doing with this. Like, I don't know. I mean, that's just me thinking, right? And like I said, with them doing that type of shit and the fact that I'm looking at the show and I'm like, I'm looking at the time and I'm like, okay, you would think that the show was, the way I look at Raw, it's like, okay, when you look at the time, it starts at 8, Eastern time, right? So you're looking at 8 o'clock and you're like, okay. And then you're like, okay, they have a long, it seemed like it'd be like a long match, because like it seemed like they do like 5 commercial breaks in the middle of the matches. And then it'd be like only 8:30. And I'm like, well, man, what the fuck? I still got like 2 hours and 30 minutes left to watch. So I turned down. You know, the only interesting thing that I've seen was the Elias stuff. Now, everybody probably already know I'm an Elias fan. I felt like he, you know, the character that he was doing was exciting to me. It was entertaining. Pretty much, he threw the guitar in the fire and pretty much saying that Elias is dead. So what does this mean for Elias now? You know, we're not walking with him no more. But I'm intrigued because if you can't do too much, if they don't have no ideas for him anymore or nothing like that, and it's like they felt like that's all they could do, and they feel like they could take his character into another way, I'm all for that. Because like I said, you got to keep the guy need to be on TV in my estimation. You know, and with them letting people go, we don't have nothing for them. You know, it's like, you know, and it's shocking because it's like for the longest time, Elias has been in this company, but they let Bray Wyatt go and they had more things for Bray Wyatt than Elias. But neither they'll, you know, it is what it is with WWE, right? Like I said, not too much to really get in the Raw. You know, it was there's no build up to this Goldberg Bobby thing. It's pretty much like, you know. Like, I've seen more build-up in boxing matches. Like, let's be honest. Because with boxing matches, let's think about boxing matches for a minute, right? You don't have to be a character. All you have to do is get in the ring with your gloves and try to whoop your opponent's ass, right? And then you build up so much credibility in the ring. Hope I said that right, because I'm slurring. You know, you build up so much cred, you know, right? You build up so much cred. So now you get a record. You win the championship, and then you got another guy that's probably doing the same thing. So what do? Now the build-up is pretty much your cred. You and the other guy, and it's like, okay, now you got this money-making match. You can build it over time, and the only thing that you're showing is the guy's training. And they're not even doing that, right? And it's like, okay, maybe WWE can take a, you know, page out that book of showing the fact that these guys are training up, because it's like, okay, Bobby Lashley is taking Goldberg seriously because Goldberg was this monster and he can still dominate. You know, Goldberg wanted to show that he can still go and he got it and all this other crap. But they're not doing doing that. It takes me back to 2002 when Brock Lesnar just broke into the business and SummerSlam 2002. Then they didn't really have to do a whole lot with him and The Rock. They did a bunch of stare downs and, you know, The Rock did, you know, like I said, The Rock is The Rock. He did his whole promos on the other guy, you know, he do his shtick and everything. But what I really remember from the build up from that match, even like, I think it was like a build up video, was these two guys training. Like, you can see The Rock, and I think he was at a football stadium running up and down the steps, you know, just getting training in. And then you can see Brock Lesnar running around with a big ass tree log on his arm, just training. You know, they just show these guys training, and it's like, okay, you can get psyched for this. You know what I'm saying? Even with the with WrestleMania 17 with the Rock and Stone Cold, I know they did a little build up for it, like they kind of threw Deborah in, which wasn't really, you didn't really have to, but the build up was pretty much these guys saying, I need to beat you, I need to be better than you, I'm number one. You know, they could have did something like that because you don't have Goldberg on there, but they're not doing no type of build-up. I know some people are like, well, what are they going to do? Goldberg's like that. They could have had Goldberg when he is there. You do a bunch of video. He can do a bunch of daggone promos in the backstage, like just act like he's sitting at home. You know how WWE can set that shit up. You know, something. I mean, goddamn, it's nothing. And then Bobby Lashley is not the most charismatic guy in the world. And you can't build the whole thing up around goddamn on just what? Because MVP is no Paul Heyman. But MVP can talk. He's just not a Paul Heyman. Like, come on. Like, it's no build-up to this shit. I'm telling you, I just hope this match is only 3 minutes. I'm starting to get to the point where I'm like, I don't give a damn if Bobby lose or Goldberg lose. I don't care for this match. This is probably like my least match that I want to see on SummerSlam. Like, every other match I would love to see besides the Triple Threat Women's match. But at least they're giving that some type of, you know, they're trying to build it up. But that's like the only match where I'm like, okay, when they get to this, that's my piss break match. Goldberg versus Bobby Lashley. I would say shit break, but it's only going to be 3 minutes. So it's like, what are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's no, and like I said, it's SummerSlam. They will be at the state. They're going to be at the new Raiders Stadium. You know, they're trying to pack this bitch out. I'm know for sure that WWE is going to try to make it impossible for people to break a attendance record at this stadium because they're going to be pretty much like, they're not the first because I was looking it up. I think it was a concert like 2 months ago. Like, not even 2 months ago. I guess when they started letting fans back in, it was like a tour. I forgot what the tour was called. You know, I think it was at least like 60-something thousand, you know, but. Like, come on now. Like, really? Like, please. So, you know, Monday Night Raw was nothing. I NXT last night was fine. You know, I love the build up to Adam Cole. Now, the way they're building up NXT TakeOver, you know, like I said before, NXT TakeOver is always going to deliver. Like, so far, every match that they have, I'm loving it. You know, I'm like, I can't wait to see this two out of three falls match. You know, each fall was pretty much, it's the same stipulation falls from when Triple H and Stone Cold fought in the, you know, Three Stages of Hell, you know, match in 2001 at No Way Out. You know, with the same stipulation. The first one is a regular straight up wrestling match. The second one is a street fight. And if you get to the third one, which they will, because WWE is not going to advertise, you know, they're not going to advertise a, you know, match. You know, three stages of hell is different than just a two out of three falls. Like, because they advertise it as two out of three falls, but I call it three stages of hell because it's like different falls, like different stipulations in the match. You know, if it was a just straight up two out of three falls, then I'd be like, okay, maybe they might do a knock them out, drag them out wrestling match is real good, but one guy might win the first two falls and is it. But they advertise in a steel cage for the third fall. And we're more likely going to get to the third fall. And it's going to be a nice ending to this feud, you know. NXT tend to start to put these, you know, bit of usually best friends, but better enemies matches. They build them up real good. They took a real good play out of the Triple H and Shawn Michaels book from you know, when they started feuding in 2002, but then again, both of them got a hand in NXT, so it's not surprising, you know. Before Triple H and Shawn Michaels even feuded, like, you got to think, like, before that, you had feuds between either what, best friends or brothers. Besides Kane and Undertaker, it was, like, never on that level of, oh, my God, I have to see it. Because, you know, Undertaker Kane was meant to be, they were supposed to be brothers. So that was kind of like the... If these guys are siblings, you know, that was probably like the best sibling rivalry ever. You know, the best friend feud would probably be, yeah, Shawn and Triple H. Because you got to think about that type of shit, too. Like, WCW had that grasp in their hand with the Scott Hall and Kevin Nash thing because the story they could have told out of that, you know, from 98. Because when Scott Hall turned on Kevin Nash, it was like Scott Hall don't want to be touched by Kevin Nash. They didn't get a match until like 6 months later, but it was kind of thought out, playing how they did it. But then once they met, it was like, it was a good match at Halloween Havoc in 98. It was, and then it was just like, that's it. They could have got a couple of good matches out of them, you know, real blood feud. But Triple H and Shawn Michaels took it to a whole new level. Now they got it to a level where it was like, you know, I guess around this time, people hated Triple H on TV. But him and Shawn Michaels was, yeah, come on now. Their first ever pay-per-view match wasn't even a single, like a regular-ass match. It was like a no. You threw my head through a fucking car window. I want to see you on a street fight SummerSlam, punk. Get it? You know, so, just rambling. Walter and Dragunov want to see that. I will I did not watch that first match that they had. I did see the highlights. I know when they were showing it and stuff. I will be checking that out one day this weekend, probably Saturday, because I ain't doing nothing. Take it back on the network and watch it. I know people are like, oh, my God, you didn't want to know, because, like I said before, it's not like it was. I've seen the date. You got to understand something here. This was during the pandemic, and look, around that time, I'm watching fucking football. I know people are like, well, you know it comes on at 3 o'clock in the morning, like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Who in their right mind like me? I know that that's like, I'm assuming that's nighttime for the UK, but I'm not checking for nothing at 3 o'clock on the network. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, I think NXT UK comes on like Thursdays, so you do got wrestling every fucking day of the week now. I forgot about that. And you got to figure, at that time, I don't know what, I was probably getting ready for a fucking football game that damn day. Because we get Thursday night game, football, so what the fuck you want me to do? Like, I'm preparing for that shit. So I'll check it out one day this weekend. I probably more likely, because I know it's probably like, you know, it looked like a real kick-ass match. Like, they talking about brutal as shit for it to be just a singles match. You know, I'm like, oh, I'm into that type of shit. So I'll check it out, you know. Get MSK versus Emporium next week. I ain't nothing really say about that. I'm not really an MSK guy fan. Nothing wrong with him. I'm just not into him. So, you know, I am into the grizzled young veterans. So I will hope that they get the tag team championships sooner than later. Nothing really was to get into NXT, but NXT was good. They did save a lot of stuff for next week. You know, you'll get Samoa Joe in the ring with Karrion Kross. He was on Monday Night Raw and choked out Jeff Hardy. Not a lot of other stuff to get into on Raw. Like I said, I turned out a lot of the shit. So Randy Orton all killed Matt Riddle. We didn't see that coming. I did say that I thought that it was going to be Riddle and the RK-Bro versus Omos and AJ Styles at SummerSlam. It might still be. I don't fucking know. Like I said, if that is what was said, I watched Raw from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, and I tuned out. I was clicking bits and pieces, but then I was like, I can't do it. And I clicked back on at 10:30. I don't know who the fuck was in the ring. I did see the Elias stuff, and then I tuned back out again. I don't fucking know. I don't care. Like, Raw is, like, not for me. I'm sorry. And I didn't think that I would say that because I'm a guy that grew up on Monday Night Raw. You know? Like, even through the Nitro era and, you know, even when everybody was saying that, you know, back in the day when they used to be, you know, SmackDown was the better show. Not knocking them, but I was just a Raw guy because I loved the stories that they were telling on there until, you know, Triple H dominated everything on there. But I would even take that type of Raw over with the fuck I'm watching now. But the fans are making it better, though. So, you know, maybe I'll be more in tune after because, like I said before, you know, next week will be a busy. And on top of that, like I said, I had to rest my eyes because I'll be like nonstop wrestling next week because I'll be pretty much watching everything from Raw to NXT to Dynamite, possibly UK, and SmackDown and Rampage and all that. Because we got a long line of build up for SummerSlam. And then I got SummerSlam. And then I got NXT on Sunday. So it's going to be like nonstop wrestling pretty much. But from next Monday, you got wrestling on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, back to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So for like pretty much two straight weeks, I'm going to be like nonstop wrestling because I'm going to have no choice next week but to just straight up watch everything because Monday is the go-home show. Tuesday, we get NXT to go-home show to take over. Wednesday, Dynamite is going to be on the air. I think that's when Jericho fights MJF, and I want to see that. Then you got NXT UK, which I might watch. That might be my only break day. I'll be honest with you. Because then I got to watch SmackDown and Rampage on Friday. Then I got SummerSlam on Saturday. Not to mention that I might tune into the boxing fight they have in Las Vegas that later on that night after SummerSlam. However it is, I might not. Then I got NXT TakeOver. Then you got to start over with the Monday Night Raw, then the NXT, then Dynamite, UK again. Then you got what? SmackDown and Rampage on Friday, and then Saturday is like pretty much a break because I'm not going to get a break next week. So that's why I kind of like tuned out of Raw like that too. And I kind of tuned out of Dynamite, but I'm not going to tune out of SmackDown tomorrow only because I did forget to watch SmackDown last week. I had to rewatch it online. I don't want to not watch it live because SmackDown is the better show. And Rampage, I wanted to give my full-fledged love to Rampage this week. So, and I feel like these next, what, at least the from the first Rampage, I don't know when they might stop. It's gonna be some good AEW shows. So, you know, no mention of Cody Rhodes from last week tonight. If they did, I missed it. I'm so sorry. Like I said, I tuned out just a little bit. But I didn't see what he mentioned. They probably did. Jericho beat Wardlow, so he gets MJF. But MJF told him, you will not be coming out to your music, or you can't use the Judas Effect. So what I'm waiting to see, because the fans, they said that he said, you stupid fans won't get to sing along to a song. Don't you worry. The fans know the words, okay, folks? So that's going to be epic to see Jericho come out and have the fans serenade him with his own music. That's pretty much what's going to happen next week. And it's going to be a little bit epic. Now, the fact that he can't use the Jews effect is going to be wild, but dude, he's got the code breaker still in the Walls of Jericho, so he don't have to. He still got all that shit. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun next week, you know? AEW going to have some powerful weeks, you know, definitely coming up. Like I said, you can kind of see they kind of, you know, kind of put the brakes on just a little smidge today, whatever, you know, because Rampage, they're going to probably start off with a bang, and then they're going to continue on the Dynamite, the Rampage. And like I said, I think next week on Dynamite, they're in Houston, Texas. But I think next Friday, they're going to be in Chicago at the United Center. If that's the show where everybody thinks what's supposed to go down, you know, because they not really they advertise the stuff for Dynamite next week, but not Rampage yet. So I'm excited, you know, folks. Like, I'm excited for AEW, you know, more than, you know, like, I want to see CM Punk, but like I said, I'm more excited for AEW than anything, because AEW is like they about to come on a, you know, momentum. And a lot of people out there don't like AEW. I don't know why. Like, I guess it's these people that just stuck with WWE, but look, it's a different product. You can get more excited. That's the one thing that people used to get pissed about with WWE so much, because WWE used to be pretty much the only wrestling show on TV. And then people are like, well, we had TNA for years, and then they turned into Impact. Let's be real, okay? For years, we've been already irritated at the fact that WWE would not put out good shit. And we knew that, and they knew that they were like pretty much nobody could touch them because they knew what they were, you know. But now it's like, okay, WWE, you know, I'm like this now. Oh, bro, get born, okay, that's fine. I got AEW on Wednesday. Instead of me just, I'm tuning out of wrestling and then I'm just like, not, you know, I'm not even in tune with wrestling anymore. I just wait for AEW to come on sometimes. But then I do get SmackDown. SmackDown is a better show. You know, I do get that. So I'm fine with, you know, with Raw being crap now, like sometimes. Because I can just go straight to, like I said, Dynamite or Rampage. And I can't wait for Rampage. So I'll have my show will probably be a little bit longer tomorrow. I'll have to write notes down tomorrow because I got to do a, and it's not really notes of, you know, oh my God, a headlock, a rest lock. It just deep, write down meat potatoes and what to talk about for the show. You know, because I'm going to watch SmackDown. SmackDown should be another good show tomorrow. Rampage should be a great show tomorrow. I think both shows should be great tomorrow anyway. So, because SmackDown is like on a little momentum as far as how they're building up for the SummerSlam when they end. You know, I can't wait for the tag team title match for that on that side. The women's match is going to be good. I think John Cena and Roman Reigns are going to actually have an awesome match. I really believe that because no matter what people can say about John Cena, for years, people used to say this man can't wrestle. But for some apparent reason, he can pull out. You can name off a lot of your fingers a lot of epic John Cena matches. You know what I'm saying? So, and Roman Reigns have been doing his damn thing for the past year, so he's on a good momentum. So, I'm interested. I can't wait for all this shit to unfold tomorrow. Tomorrow should be a good night for wrestling. You know, so I'll put on my I just didn't want to be sick of wrestling this week. Maybe tomorrow they'll just be like, oh my God, I can't wait for Monday. You know, so it is what it is. So all right, folks. So I'm about to have a little bit of fun with the NFL real quick. So we just had some downtime. Like I said, I took a little break from last Friday in the show. And I was thinking, it's all in my head. As far as the divisions go, I don't know if I did this already, but I'm going to do it again. Maybe everything changed. Because I'm going to just pick. I'm not picking Super Bowl winners and none of that yet. I'll do all that pretty much. I was going to say the night before the first game of the season, but I don't want to be that late. So I'll just probably do it a week before that Thursday, that week before the season starts. So that week, I think, was that week before the Cowboys versus the Buccaneers, the NFL opener, right? I'll do my whole playoff prediction. Right, I'm gonna do a big ass playoff prediction. Okay, you know, I might even do seeding. So the way I'm gonna do that is I'm gonna just have to sit down and write this shit down in my little notepad that I got for the show. I got a notepad now. That'll probably be my second time I do notes for the show. That's just the pad that I'll be like, okay, if I forget something. But I'm gonna just pick division winners right now, and I think I've done it already. But I think since over time, we've seen training camp a little bit. I think the Cowboys doing Hard Knocks and stuff, and you know we're about to approach pre-actual, like, besides, you know, the Hall of Fame game. Everybody, all the other teams are about to approach preseason starting tomorrow. So I think we got a weekend in football. So if you're a preseason guy, or not even a preseason guy, if you're a preseason person, because I know a lot of women that watch football. If you're a preseason person and you like preseason football, it starts tomorrow. I know my team plays Saturday at 7 o'clock against the Saints. I got to check everybody else. So, you know, it's not, you know, it's neither here nor there. Preseason is pretty much, because a lot of people get pumped over, oh, my team won in the preseason. Doesn't matter what you do about the preseason, because you got to understand in the preseason, pretty much none of the first stringers are starting. Especially, you know, like notable first stringers, like we know for sure Aaron Rodgers is not playing preseason. They already said that earlier today. Dak Prescott's not. We know Tom Brady not going to touch no football. You know, stuff like that. You know, it's just pretty much for like guys that want to stay on the roster, pretty much, you know, they got to prove themselves so they can at least be on the 52-man roster. That's pretty much what preseason is for. You know, and the rookies, let some guys show out. You're going to be like, oh, my God, that guy's he'll be good in the starting lineup. You know, pretty much that's what that is. That's neither here nor there. But now that everything is different, like I said, I think I did do this before, but you got to figure, when I did this, I had in my head of Aaron Rodgers wasn't playing for the Packers and a lot of other stuff. So things have changed, you know. Even with my team, and I've seen, you know, I wasn't pretty much too much worried at first because, you know, Marquise Brown was, you know, injured hamstring. I know Lamar was down with the COVID again, which me personally, I think he just need to go get the shot. I only say I think he needs to get the shot only because pretty much, you know, it's just like he's an athlete. He's always around people. If I was him, I would just get it, you know, before the season starts. Still wear his mask and wash his hands. He might not even believe in the shot. If I was him, I would just get it because that's like his second time he got COVID. You know, we don't need no guys missing games. And on top of that, rookie wide receiver Rashad Bateman, you know, they say he's kind of like a playmaker like Julio Jones. He's out. He's injured. I forgot what the injury was. It's not a serious injury. He'll be playing. It's just like kind of a little worried with the receiver core just a little bit because I'm like, this is the year where we make that leap because we got Sammy Watkins and everything. And I think they're trying to get more passing plays throughout the backfield because J.K. Dobbins want to be a hybrid, which is not a bad thing. It makes your offense more unpredictable, you know. But now that I take a lot of stuff more into account, we're getting closer. The division winners that I pick tonight are the ones that I'm sticking with. A lot of them is like in tough divisions. So a lot of them that's in the tough divisions, I'm just going off of, you know, it might come down to that last game of the season type shit. You know, and some is just like probably like no-brainers for the division, you know. Some of them might be just tough just because the division is probably not that good. And then you still, and it's still a, like, if you kind of look at it, it's like, well, that division is still tough, but it's only tough by the weakness of the division. That's pretty much the NFC East. And unless they do differently this year, because last year was just horrible. It was like, each week was pick 'em. You know, and it wasn't like, it was like all like a, like two teams, and it was like, you know, neck and neck and like being over 500. They were all under 500. The winner was under 500. So it was like, what the fuck? Can't even really weigh your options. But I'll start off with the NFC. And where I'll start at is, I'll do the NFC East last because I'm still battling in my head on the pick. I'll start with the NFC North. I don't know who I picked earlier this year. I forgot. It was more like those things where I was like, I'm picking Aaron Rodgers if they don't, but I think I picked the Chicago Bears if he didn't play. But neither here nor there. I think the Packers will win the NFC North. I think their competition in that division will be the Chicago Bears because I think Justin Fields will start at a certain point in time because the Chicago Bears need to know Andy Dalton is not your answer. Matt Nagy needs to know this could – possibly be your last year. If you know, you've been stuck with Trubisky. That wasn't his fault. But now you have the power to, like, okay, I can coach my own quarterback from scratch, right? I would put in Justin Fields. I'm sorry, I would. I think Justin Fields will give you the best chance to challenge the Packers. That I believe the Packers are still winning the division. But I think Justin Fields could even quite possibly take the Bears to the playoffs. My belief. I believe in Justin Fields. I've been watching this guy. But, you know, I believe the Packers will win their NFC North crown again. You know, Aaron Rodgers last year going to go out with a bang. He's going to, you know, he's fully committed. Now, if people think, oh, he ain't going to play, but no, he's fully committed because whatever team he's going to go to next year, probably, more likely, he wants to show them that, you know, he's still the man. He got it because he did that last year. Okay. And I knew he was going to do that last year once they drafted Jordan Love. That the day I sat there and I seen they drafted Jordan Love, I said, yeah, Aaron Rodgers ain't going to like this. They had the power to get, like, receivers and shit. You know, and he didn't. And he was just like, fuck this. I'm going to just, like, go fucking crazy. So the Packers are going to win the NFC North in my eyes. And just me, I think it's a no-brainer. The NFC South, no brainer again. I think it's going to be the Buccaneers. I do think the Saints will probably make it to they have the ability to make it to the playoffs, but they're not going to win a division. I think Tom Brady and them, they too loaded. They got the best receiving core in all of the NFL. I know a lot of people telling me, oh, the Cowboys got the best receiving core, or the Browns, or, you know, Chiefs. No, I just look at what Tom Brady has and how he teaches people. And I just look at, you know, he got pretty much two number one wide receivers on his squad. No, and then you pretty much got you got Mike Evans, and then you got Antonio Brown to learn the whole playbook, and he hasn't been in any trouble in the offseason. So he's learning. He's going to be back and better than ever, I think. And with him on one side and Antonio Brown on the other side, Lord help you all. And not only do you got to defend them two, but you got to defend Godwin. And then on top of that, you have a burner in your slot. It's with, I think it's named Scotty Miller. And that's not even including your tight ends. And he got running backs. So, and they got an old line. And their defense is crazy. So, Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to win the NFC South this year. I know they didn't last year, but they're going to win it this year. They might even win it by a landslide. The Saints will be their only competition, only because the Panthers are in a rebuild and Falcons. Assume they back and then starting to rebuild, you know, so it's crazy. They're starting to rebuild from what they was, what, pretty much four seasons ago. But now, the NFC, I'm going to do the NFC East last. That's what I'm going to do. Okay, well, both of these next ones is going to be tough. I'm going to go with the NFC East real quick because the next one will be more tougher than that. It's an actual tough division. This one, it's tough. It's only tough. But because it's like, I put it like this. I know the Eagles are definitely not going to win. They're going to probably be last. Only because they're going to have to deal with the Washington football team's defense twice a year. They're going to have to deal with the Dallas Cowboys, high-octane offense twice a year. And I do think the Giants is the more balanced team. But I think they're going to be third. I think it's going to come down between the Washington football team and the Cowboys. I'm going to pick the Cowboys, but it's only going to probably be by a game. I want to see the Washington football team. It depends. Like I said, I'm not even saying the Cowboys with a lot of confidence. So, because it can obviously, you know, it can flip. You know, I'm just picking. I'm going to just say the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott can stay healthy. That's all I'm saying. They do got the better quarterback out of the entire division. And the NFC West, tough. Ooh. My mind want to say pick the Cardinals, but the Rams stopped me from doing it. Even though I think the Cardinals are going to be tough this year, I think this division is going to be tough because it's like, what is the wrong answer? I mean, I feel like I'm being right if I pick the Seahawks, and I only say that because I think the Seahawks got the best quarterback in this division. And that's not even disrespecting either three, you know, or four, because, the San Francisco 49ers, they got Trey Lance now. So I don't know how you want to do it. But the 49ers, they got a squad. They still got the Super Bowl team, with a team that went to the Super Bowl against the Chiefs 2 years ago. They still got them. So I don't know. You know, I don't know. I'm only going to pick the Rams only because you got Ramsey and Donald on the same defense. And this defense might be the number one defense in football, probably. You know, so, and you got Ramsey because it's like you can't go wrong because it's like with this defense because Aaron Donald is going to get your quarterback. And even if the quarterback feels pressured and they throw it a little bit wrong, Ramsey is in the backfield. So, I don't know. I'm going to pick the Rams. And like I said, I'm not even saying it with a lot of confidence. But my only confidence is because they do got Matthew Stafford. And he can probably be he'd be more balanced for the defense. Take a lot of pressure because he can, you know, Matthew Stafford is a slinger. So, all right, let's get to the AFC. I'll obviously do my division last because that's probably the toughest one, to be honest with you. We'll go with the easy one. Chiefs going to win their division. It's nothing to explain there. AFC South. I'm going to pick the Titans. I know I picked the Colts earlier, but their first five games, folks, they might lose every last one. Only because I did believe in Carson Wentz, and I believe that they probably won at least at first probably three out of two. But now I'm thinking, I think they got the – let me pull it up real quick again just so everybody know what the fuck I am talking about. Let's see. Colts. Schedule. Here we go. Pull that up. Put that away. And I will remind you, Carson Wentz might not play the first 5 weeks. And on top of that, their offensive lineman, their best offensive lineman, Quentin Nelson, is going to be out for 5 to 12 weeks. So this is so think about the first 5. We're not even going to go into 12 weeks. We're going to go into 5 weeks. Their opener is against the Seahawks. That's not good. We know what Russell Wilson does, especially early in the seasons. He cooks. Rams, you got them next. The only good thing is these are two home games, but these two teams don't care if they're on the road. Then you got a division rival, the Titans. Then you got the Dolphins. The Dolphins, I mean, and then you got the Ravens. The only winnable one they can probably win out of that is the Dolphins. And I'm not saying it with a lot of confidence if you ain't got a quarterback and your O-line guy gone. You got to figure by the time week six come, they're already probably fried. They could win week six because they play the Texans. But then they got to go right back to play the 49ers. Then they got the Titans again. And then they could probably beat the Jets. But then they got a divisional game against the Jaguars. That's not going to be easy no more because it's not like you can just walk all over the Jaguars. Then right after that, you got the Bills. Then they got the Bucks. You could probably beat the Texans again. But then you got the Patriots. Then you got the Cardinals. And then you got the Raiders. Then you got the Jaguars. So I'm not believing too much in the Colts right now. I'm going to take the Titans because the Texans are going to be the weakest team in the entire NFL. And the Jaguars are in rebuild, but I think they're in good rebuild. They won't have one win on their record this year. They'll have at least like six, possibly seven, which means they'll upgrade significantly, which means by next season they'll do a lot of free agent stuff and then Trevor Lawrence make their second year lead for real. The AFC, out of the West, so, okay, East. The AFC East, I'm going to pick the Bills, but the Bills are going to have a more tough time with the Patriots again, probably. I mean, they're going to have more of a tough test against the Patriots because Bill Belichick is not going to probably have another losing season like last season. And I think the Dolphins are going to be right there with them. And the Jets are not going to probably be bad like they usually are. They might not. So, but the Bills will win their division. I think they might be two games over their other division rivals because I think the Patriots and the Dolphins are going to have, like, good games against each other. They're going to be chasing the Bills. And they'll give them, the Bills a run for their money. And the AFC North, I'm always – I like to be biased when it comes to my team. I really do. I believe in Lamar Jackson. But the Browns have came up significantly. The Bengals not, I don't want to say they're really in the conversation yet, but they're going to be tough. They're going to be tough to handle more than usual this year. They're not going to be easy like last year. And the Steelers are the Steelers. I mean, it's Mike Tomlin still leading this team. But I'm going with my team, the Ravens. I'm sorry. I'm still going to go with the Ravens. I still think my team is going to take the division. And I'm not going to say, like, you know, they're going to take it by a bunch of games. I do believe that they'll take the division by a game. And I mean by a game. I think it'll come down to, that last game of the season probably for somebody to take the division. But I think it'll be my team. But I think Browns and Steelers will make the division. I think they'll make the playoffs because I'm not so much the thing about the playoffs is seven teams now. I think the Browns and the Steelers will still make the playoffs with the Ravens. I think all three teams will make the playoffs. That's three teams out of the North, which means that leaves what? The rest of everybody, just the division winners, which will be the Titans, Chiefs, and the Bills. So, I mean, the only way the Steelers, and I say, and I don't want to just be like, oh, the Steelers ain't going to make the playoffs, but that's, it depends on what the Dolphins and the Patriots do, because they're going to be there. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be fighting, so it's going to be tough. It's more tough in the AFC than the NFC. With the NFC, what did I pick? I picked the Cowboys, the Rams, the Packers, and the Buccaneers. So that leaves three more teams. I believe an NFC East team might get in. Might be the Washington football team. I believe that the Chicago Bears will probably sneak in. That's six. Wait a minute. Take it back. I take that all back because I put it like this. I got a fucking feeling that the entire NFC West is going to make the playoffs. Because you get three wild card spots now. So it's possible that somebody can win that division, but the other three teams can't make it in. That's how tough that division is going to be to me. I got a fucking feeling the entire NFC West is going to make the playoffs. But that's neither here nor there, though. So, that's just my belief. Like I said, NFL is tricky. It's a parody, so we'll believe it when we see it. Not a lot else to get into. Like I said before, I'll be back on Friday, late Friday night, 12 o'clock, do a show, because I got to watch SmackDown and Rampage. And I'm not hating it. But like I said before, folks, hold that thought. Hold that thought. Pull it up. I was about to like sabotage my own shit. I like really was. Okay, so I had to get to it. I gotta start writing this shit down the way I have it already built. If you like the show, you can listen to me on anchor.fm. / My Opinion Black, or you can just download the Anchor app. It's just easy that way. You can access it. You can access the show easier. You'll more likely get the notifications up the top of your phone or your any device that you listen to this on. Or you can listen to me on Breaker, Google Cast, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, or you can listen to me on Spotify. Go on my website at anchor.fm/myopinionblack. You can also leave me messages. That way I can answer your messages. I can answer all your questions and everything that you would like to ask me about wrestling, football, basketball, or just life. However you want to do it. Or you can follow me on Twitter. I am on Twitter. It's called My Opinion. You can find the picture. Not hard to find. I'm about to get back on there soon and start talking more shit. I just do a lot of stuff on Twitter. You know, I put all the stuff on there whenever I can find my phone because my son lost my damn phone. And I'm on Facebook. You can find a picture for that too. So if you like what you hear, you can always do that. But until then, folks, I am out. And I will do another show on Friday night, possible. More likely, I'll do a Friday night, but you'll get the show early in the morning, like when you wake up and you just finish wiping all that crust out your eye, all your eye boogers and shit. My show will be up and available on everything. I don't know if my show is available on Stitcher. I had to check that, but I don't think it is. But other than that, folks, everybody have a safe next couple of days, and I'm out.